Joining us now on the line is a good friend of the program, PGA Tour pro Robert Allenby, Jupiter resident, ranked 30th in the world, and he will be teeing it up this week at PGA National in the Honda Classic. Robert, good morning to you. Happy Sunday.
How's it going, Russ?
Going great. As always, thanks so much for joining us. We're always excited to hear from you here on the show. And you, of course, will be in the field for the Honda Classic. 10 of the top 31 players in the world are in the field, including yourself, ranked 30th. Before we get to the Honda specifically, curious how your year's been going.
Well, I haven't played too many tournaments this year so far. My first tournament on the U.S. Tour was only a couple of weeks ago at L.A., and then I played the match play last week and lost in the first round to Ross Fisher, who obviously is playing quite well. I'm looking forward to the Honda Classic this coming week. My year's only really just beginning. I did lose my mum a few weeks back, so that's why I haven't played many tournaments this year. And so, first things first, your family's always number one and golf's always number two. But I'm keen, I'm eager, and I'm playing well, and really looking forward to getting out there at the PGA this week.
Hey, Robert, condolences on your mother. I mean, that's a tremendous loss. Can you just briefly explain what your mother meant to you in terms of your golf career? I know a lot of boys, their fathers are really the ones that influence them, and I understand your dad was really your coach until you were about 14, 15. But what influence on your golf game did your mother have with you?
Well, your mum's your mum. She guides you as much as she can throughout life and as a child, and tries to bring you up with great manners and be responsible and be a gentleman. I think that I know that she definitely did a fantastic job for me and my two sisters and my brother as well. But more importantly, my mum and dad, they gave up so much for me to be able to play the game of golf. When I was 18 years old, 17, 18 years old, back in 1991, they sold their house just so that I could travel overseas and go play at the British Open, qualify for the British Open, which I did as an amateur, and then travel around Ireland for a couple of weeks, play some great South of Ireland amateur tournaments, and then also into the French Open, and then also into the Swiss Open amateur tournaments. And, that was like a six-week trip, and, they had to sell their house to be able to do it. They couldn't afford to do it any other way, and they knew that if I was probably going to have an opportunity to play this game professionally, they made that sacrifice, and that's a family home of over 25, 30 years. So, that was a big commitment for them to do that. But it also showed to me that they had a strong belief in my ability, and it's just one of those things that obviously as a kid you don't know how good you're going to be or what you're going to do. But I turned pro about 6 months after that. And I came out and won a couple of tournaments, and then straight away I went and bought them a house and on a golf course where my dad loved to play, and so that enabled them to have the house of their dreams again. And they did an unbelievable thing for me. So for me to do that was that was just a little thing, really. I mean, you'd do anything for your mum and dad. So. But that's how I got started. I was very fortunate that my parents, believed in my ability. It just enabled me to be where I am today.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Robert. Moms are special. I lost my mom about 3 years ago, and it took me a long time before I was whole again. It really affected me, and I still to this day think about her every single day. So again, condolences to you and your family for that loss, and we know it's a great one. Robert, I told you last year that I picked you going into the tournament, and this will be a third consecutive year because I'm doing it again. You are my pre-tournament pick, and 2 years ago in 07, you finished one shot out of that four-way Monday playoff, and last year you were just a couple shots back of Ernie. I like you again, and I really think that this this course really fits your game. I said it in the first segment of today's show. There's 10 of the top 31 players in the world, and PGA National in the field, that is, and the PGA National Resort and Spa course is a world-class venue. It's hosted a Ryder Cup. It's hosted a PGA Championship, and I really think the eventual winner this week is going to be one of those 10 players in the top 31. It's going to be a world-class player.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? That golf course brings the best golfers to the top. And, you know, you've got to be a great ball striker. You've got to, obviously, around there, you're going to have to be a good putter as well. Because the golf course is demanding. The last four or five holes are very demanding. You know, when you're standing up on 16 from the middle of the fairway and you've got to hit a 3 or 4 iron in there, that's no easy shot, you know, especially going into that green. So, you know, that bear traps, it's a great 4 or 5 holes. You know, the whole golf course is really demanding, and I think that's why players that we've seen win and the players that are up there consistently throughout the, you know, the last 3 years, you know, it's just one of those golf courses that if you're not a ball striker, you ain't going to compete. And I know that my ball striking is really good. Well, last year was number 2 on the tour, so it's obviously saying something. And if I get the putter going this week, you know, I know that I'm in for a great chance. And that's all it's going to come down to is just making a few more putts.
Robert, we talked with Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda, a little earlier, and they didn't oversee the greens this year, so I think they're going to be even faster than they were the last couple of years, which is hard to believe. But they did make a little modification with the rough. It's going to be a little less than it has been the last couple of years. But with cold weather moving in here the next few days, I imagine those greens are going to get even harder and faster. As you mentioned, your ball striking's good, and it is going to come down to putting. If the winning score of this thing is like 1 or 2 under par, does that help you or hurt you more if the winning score is around par?
No, it's fine. You know, the thing is with me, you know, I mean, I hit the ball consistently really pretty good. And not to blow any smoke up me, but I just know that, you know, my record, you know, shows it. And, you know, I've only got to make just a couple more extra putts, and I know that I'll win by a mile. But, you know, it's just the belief that I have in my game and my hitting power that you know, I hit the ball very straight and I hit it quite long. And I'm a good iron player, and that's why I just say, you know, if I get my putter going, you know, I know I can win that tournament, no problem at all. I love the golf course. I love staying at home. It's such a, you know, such a great week. It's probably the best week on the circuit for me because I get to stay in my own bed. I only have to travel, you know, 5 or 10 minutes down the PGA National, and then just tee it up. I've got a lot of family and friends coming out. You know, a lot of people from Admirals Cove where I live and, you know, that support me. And, you know, it's just such a nice feeling to play that tournament. And, I know Ken Kennelly does a fantastic job running the tournament and all his staff do. And, you know, it's just that out of all the tournaments on tour, it's one of the best run tournaments that I could possibly say that I play. And I think that's what makes it such a pleasure for all the players to come and play. Because of the way we're treated, and then also the type of golf course that we're actually playing on. And with not overseeding the greens this year, the greens are just going to be fantastic, which should be better for me.
Yep, tournament week starts tomorrow, Monday, March 2nd, at PGA National Resort and Spa with the Miami Dolphins, Finn Cup, Dan Marino, and Nat Moore, Bob Greasy among the players competing tomorrow. Tuesday is PGA Tour Wives Tournament. Wednesday is the Kenny G Gold Pro-Am. And then, of course, Thursday through Sunday, competitive rounds 1 through 4 of the 2009 Honda Classic. And as I mentioned, 10 of the top 30 players in the world rankings are in the field, including names like Sergio Garcia, Camila Vijegas, Justin Rose, Ernie Els, Stuart Sink, Justin Leonard, and our guest, number 30 in the world, Robert Allenby. Robert, good luck to you this week, and we're definitely pulling for you, especially me, because I'm picking you yet again, and I really think you're going to get it done.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
there Robert. He is, Robert Allenby, an all-around great guy joining us on the line, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.